Lord of Lords. Open your mouth. Begin to glorify him. Begin to honor him. Begin to adore him. Begin to celebrate him. Hey, Basha. Come on, open your mouth and bless him. Right where you are, open your mouth and give him the glory. I see you. God is watching you. Remember, it is the attitude of gratitude that releases breakthrough in your life. It is the attitude of thanks that causes things begin to break through and loose on your behalf. Matter of fact, there's one version that says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. It may be the Message Bible, but guess what? It says the password to get in is giving him thanks. Whenever you get ready to go into a house that got an alarm on it, if you want to get in, you got to know the password. Well, the password into his presence is thank you, Jesus. So right where you are, begin to thank him. Hey, Basha, Lobo Kuta. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness, your compassion, your favor, your grace. Hallelujah. I honor you today that your loving kindness is better than life. I honor you today for waking me up, clothing in my right mind with the use and activity of my limbs. I honor you today for clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on the table. I honor you today that I have a mind to bless you. I have a mind to give you the glory. I have a mind to exalt you. I have a mind to honor you. I thank you for having a right mind. I thank you that your word declares that you'll keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on you. Thank you for the peace of God. Thank you for peace in God. Thank you for peace through God. Thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of my hallelujah. You're worthy of my thank you. You're worthy of my I bless you. You're worthy of my glory. You're worthy of my yes, Lord. You're worthy of my I bless you. You're worthy of my thank you. You're worthy of my you are worthy. You're worthy of it all. Thou alone art worthy. Thou alone art awesome. Thou alone art powerful. Thou alone art omniscient. Ile bele kundalaba. Omnipresent. Hey, ba sika do oshna. Omnipotent God. Thou alone art worthy. Haleboja. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is none like you. You are beautiful beyond description. You're too marvelous for words. You're too wonderful for comprehension. Hey, hallelujah. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of your greatness, in awe of your excellent wonder, in awe of your power, in awe of your favor. I stand in awe of you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and even the son of man that thou visitest him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Lamb of God, I bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for embracing me. Thank you for never letting me go. Thank you for tying me to you. Ile balu liliki antalama. Open your mouth right where you are and begin to thank him. Begin to give him the glory. How can you run out of things to thank him for? How can you run out of something to open your mouth about? How dare you sit there and act like you're too tired to bless him? What if he was too tired to wake you up? What if he was too tired to allow you to breathe? What if he was too tired to give you strength in your legs? Open your mouth. Shabak him. Hey, glorify him. Honor him. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Come on, bless him. Come on, glorify him. Praise him. Adore him. Shuba sheba shabi kabosha. Ele malamondo ulolobosha. Ilele mandele ke kololobobosita. Ikandala bahaya. Hallelujah. 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 My God, you said in your word that if I don't praise you, the very rocks would cry out. You said in your word that there was only one worthy to open the seals of the book. You said it was the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The one that was slain. Blessings and honor, glory and power, wisdom and honor and strength be unto you who sits on the throne. Oh, you are God. You are faithful. You are excellent. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Mande, ele, baluku, mosutu, lemanda, alibi, eshe, e, bashakanda, lohosa. Bless him. Ikatabasotololoboshe. Ilele bandili mikiantalamaya. Banki bibibikikalobokubasia. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your redeeming power. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for sanctifying me. Thank you for coming and getting me. Thank you for not leaving me where I was. Oh, God, I bless you. Thank you. Ay, 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 ay. Where's your thanks? Open your mouth and thank him. Thank him for electricity. Thank him for air conditioner. Thank him for a car. Thank him for your bed that you laying in that you refuse to give him the glory out of. Thank him for the floor that you walking on. Thank him for the house you're living in. Hallelujah. That you won't honor him in. Give him the glory. Zobo kulaman delebe kikala ilalobo shata. Thank him for his favor. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his excellent power. Thank him for being your provider. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Yireh, actually. Jehovah Sitkanu. Jehovah Makadash. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Mibieshekele. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Saboeth. Jehovah Rohi. Bless him. You are battle axe. You are my shelter in the time of a storm. You are my hiding place. You are the reason I wake up. You are the reason I go to bed. Hallelujah. Elabosha, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is worthy. Your name is hallowed. Your name is revered. Your name is a strong tower. Oh, you're faithful. Halabashate, ilalabashanda bahoba. Mikandili o sina maya. Yay, mashatalo. Likandele beyabi o sutulele be. Limandili mikikalo la balabosha. Hey, bless him, bless him. Oh, God, I honor you. Oh, God, I celebrate you. Oh, God, I bow before you. Oh, God, I long to know you. Oh, God, I honor you. I honor you, Yehoko Sheba. Le mandalobo sotolele beshe. Thank you for saving my children. Thank you for arresting my family. Thank you for arresting those who are connected to me, my mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, husband and wife. Thank you for protection. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not in Ukraine. Thank you that my house was not bombed today. Thank you that I'm not a refugee. Thank you that I'm not wondering where I'm going to live. Thank you that my husband is safer. My wife is safer. My children is safer. Thank you today that I don't have cancer. Thank you today that I don't have no incurable disease. Thank you today that I can move, that I can walk, that I can breathe, that I can swallow, that I can see, that I can touch, that I can taste, that I can smell, that I can hear. Lamb of God, forgive me for being ungrateful. Forgive me for complaining. Forgive me for always finding a reason to abababashanda. I take a minute just to bless you. Thank you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, bashaka mandele beo kololo bobo siti di diandele le meneni ashaya. Oh, bo soko bo kubushi limi. Limi ki ampale di meise. Se lolomo kuku talamandili alolobasha. Halaba sotole le mandili bibi biele biandolo la bolohova. Branca nini mi fiampala di biso. Lubusu li mi biancala de bebele yatala bohosha. Open your mouth and pray. Ilele beke shaba. Lamaki talabaso tololo bobo sutule me. Halili ancala basi. Vidili vieve le vondo lo kuza zizi biele bele stele. La kiki 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 tili di kikatala bokukasia. Hallelujah. Now listen, we enter his gates with thanksgiving. We enter his courts with praise. Now we're in there. We're in there because God's not a man of his word. And let me tell you something, that password in your home works like clockwork. Amen. Every time you put in the code to that alarm, you're in there. Well, the code to the alarm to his presence is thanksgiving. The code to the alarm to his presence is praise. And he promised in Psalm 22 that he would live in your praise, that he would inhabit. Ah, Mukushe, my God, I feel him. He promised to inhabit your praise. So thank him. Thank him that he's here. Now, I need you to understand something. We've tapped into the presence of God. And I want you to understand that the presence of God, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. We do not live from the outside in, but we live from the inside out. This is very important. The reason we praise God the way that we do, the reason we give him the glory the way that we do, is Satan hates praise. Praise is a weapon against your adversary. The Bible declares, hallelujah, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength that thou mightest steal the avenger, S-T-I-L-L. You stop the devil in his track whenever you praise God. When the children of God got ready to go to war, guess who they sent first? They sent Judah first, because praise will fight the enemy. Praise will cause the devil to back up. Praise. Ah! Malabashandidi Osikamaya. Praise will break the back of cancer and oppression and any kind of attack that is coming against you. Sometimes when you are going through, you just need to praise him, because praise will cause the enemy to back up off of you. Now, why are we praising? Because we have an adversary. I want you to understand that just as much as you need your answer to manifest, that's how busy the devil is against your answer manifesting. You operate in the first heaven. Now remember, God operates from the third heaven. He doesn't live in the third heaven, because nothing, God can live nowhere. I want you to know that. Heaven is his throne. That's where he operates from. That's where he directs things from. Heaven is the center of God's reason. Heaven is the headquarters where things are released. But God does not live in heaven. Heaven lives in God. God don't have a circumference. All right? Now I want you to understand this. We are here on the first heaven. God operates from the third heaven. But we are dealing, God is in the third, operates from the third. We operate from the first. But demons, devils, and unclean spirits operate from the second heaven. If that is true, that means that when I pray, I have to deal with demonic interference. What do you mean? When my prayer goes up, there is demonic interference. When my answer comes down, there is demonic interference, because I'm dealing with demonic power between the first heaven and the second heaven. That's why we don't just pray one time, but it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, James 5, that availeth much. It's not enough just to pray, but you have to pray fervently. Okay, huh? What do you mean by that? I'm glad you asked. There was a man in the Bible by the name of Daniel. You remember Daniel. Daniel set in his heart to pray. The Bible declares that while he was praying, an angel of the Lord came to him and said, Daniel, from the first day you set in your heart to pray, your prayer came up. I heard you. But something happened. What happened? I wanted to answer your prayer. As a matter of fact, I sent an answer for your prayer. But the prince of Persia, a principality and a power, withheld your answer from being released. What? That's right. I heard you the first time. Well, if you heard me the first time, what stopped it? Demonic interference. Demonic interference. There was a wall. There was a block. There was a door. There was something standing between your answer and you. And some of you right now, you are dealing with demonic blocks, demonic walls, demonic interferences that are standing between you and your answer, you and your breakthrough, you and your turnaround. Huh. But today, this morning, as we intercede and we pray, we are commanding every blockage, every door, every wall, everything standing between me and my breakthrough. This morning, as we lift our voice and pray, we are commanding every barrier to be removed. Now listen, we pray with authority. We do not pray cute. We do not pray wonderful. We understand that the kingdom of God suffers violence. It is not the reserved. It is not the cute. It is not the conservative. But the only ones that take it by force is the violent. You must be violent in prayer, violent in intercession, violent. Bashe, bekadush, likatanta lamahosa. Now, I need to say something to you. Under the old covenant, Michael had to fight on behalf of the believer. Why did Michael have to fight on behalf of the believer? Because there was no blood that had been shed. This is something that a lot of saints don't understand. No blood had been shed. We have more power than Daniel, because Daniel did not have authority to fight evil spirits. He could not fight principalities and powers because no blood had been shed and he did not have spiritual authority. He was not seated in heavenly places. The reason he was not seated in heavenly places is because the blood had not been shed. But you are on this side of the cross. My God, I feel my help today. And because you are on this side of the cross, the blood has been shed. You don't have to wait 21 days. You can speak to every principality, every power, every demonic stronghold, every spiritual power that is sitting. Hey, le de shaluma kuta, lanka dilimi anzola, vale de le dosh kamai, branka ninimi kristimi undolo kutaya. You can speak to every power and unseat it, and it must obey you because you come in the authority of the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, every barrier, every stronghold, every principality standing between me and my breakthrough, me and my deliverance, me and my turnaround. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, I command every principality hindering my release be removed. Now, 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 lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray with authority. You don't have to ask God. You speak from a place of declaration. You decree things and they are established. You are on this side of the cross. You have whatever you say. Speak to the mountain. Command every mountain to be removed. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Do not talk to God about the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the principality. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And I speak from the heavenlies. I speak from a kingdom perspective. I speak seated in heavenly places by the authority of the blood, by the power of the covenant of the cross. I command every principality and power, every stronghold, every door, every barrier, every gate, every roadblock standing between me and my release. I command it to be removed. I command it to go. I command it to be destroyed. I command it to be dismantled. I release fire. I release bombs. I release missiles. I release super intercontinental ballistic missiles against every power standing between me and my breakthrough, the deliverance of my family, the deliverance of my son, the deliverance of my wife, my daughter, my husband, my finances, my future. I command every barrier, be removed, be removed, be removed. Every door standing between me and my breakthrough, I command that door to be destroyed. I command it to be broken off of its hinges. I command every barrier standing between me and my release, ha, be removed. Ha, bashe, beko, kukuba, le kamantalaba. Lift your voice and pray. Command those barriers standing between the deliverance of your son, standing between the breakthrough of your marriage, standing between the breakthrough of your finances. Command every principality, every prince of Persia, every stronghold from your mother's house, from your father's house, every principality that desires to hinder your release, that desires to hinder your breakthrough, that desires to hinder your turnaround. In the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every door be removed. I said be removed. I said be removed. I said be removed. I speak to every principality. I speak to every power that's hindering my release. Hey, 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 Sheta. I command every principality, be removed, be removed, be removed. Every power, every stronghold stopping my breakthrough, every stronghold stopping my release, every stronghold stopping my promotion, every stronghold coming against my healing. Today, by the blood of the covenant, I enforce the power of the blood. I take into account the covenant of the cross, and I command every principality to come subject. I command every stronghold in the second heaven that is hindering my answer, that is hindering my release, that is hindering my breakthrough. I command your power to be snatched. I strip you of all of your weapons. I cancel every strong man. I strip you of your weapon. Your word declares to spoil a man's good, you must first bind the strong man. I bind every strong man of O'Shea, of delay. I bind every strong man that desires to hinder my release. I bind every strong man of struggle. And I strip him of his weapons. I disarm him. I disarm every strong man. I disarm every strong man. I disarm every strong man and command every barrier be removed in the name of Jesus. Koba Abashe Inene Mese Lobo Kutala Baba Babasa Elebasa Tole Mandele Kikala Labasha. I want to stay true to what I said. We won't pray for an hour, but my God, I feel the anointing. Mendele beke kalabasito lolobosha. All day today, break every power. All day today, have an attitude of gratitude. Do not allow the enemy to get you to be upset. Just thank him. All day today, give him the glory. And all day today, break every power standing between you and your release. Break every power standing between you and your breakthrough. We use the Daniel passage. We use the Daniel passage, Daniel 10. You want to study that, read Daniel the 10th chapter. I want to challenge 200 people this morning in faith. Koma Sakele, Ele Mandolo Bosita, $PBCJR. $21 seed. Daniel prayed and that thing was released in 21 days. But my God, because we got some Daniel don't have, we don't have to wait 21 days. My God, that thing's going to be released sooner. But as a prophetic instruction and a prophetic declaration, all of you that can and will, let's sow a seed today. Let's sow a seed today at $PBCJR. Let's sow that seed of $21. $PBCJR, $KingdomCityCulture, if you have to. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, if you want to sew it that way. Mele ba shatila, le man kala do bo soto lele me, ila mandala ba kazile ve kotoya, ile be sheke bende be kubasi. And I'm excited about prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. again. Oh, basita bashatalaba. Yes, Lord, you're speaking. Yebe sekebeke boko silamanda. I see Nebraska. You gotta pray for Nebraska. Something's about to go down in Nebraska. Let's pray for the state of Nebraska in our personal prayer time. I don't know what it is, but I hear Nebraska. We're sowing our seeds in faith. We're thanking God for the breakthroughs that are being released, the turnaround, the shifts, and the change. We thank God that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Amen. I'm excited about your future. Obasite. And I'm excited about prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. We'll be praying again in the morning at 6 a.m. And you need to call everybody you know and tell them to get on the prayer line. Now, I told you got to get in on a certain time because we hit capacity, probably at about 550. There was over 1,000 people on this call. And I'm telling you that it's going to be thousands trying to get in the morning. So let's get in on this call. This is how you start your morning. You start it with Jesus. Amen. We're believing God for breakthrough, for turnaround, for change. I'm excited. Tonight I'm in Jacksonville. Tonight I'm in Jacksonville. If you're anywhere near Jacksonville, Florida, come to service tonight. It's going to be awesome. Thursday and Friday I'll be in Shelby, North Carolina. That's right. I'll be in Shelby, North Carolina. Thursday and Friday, and Saturday will be in Houston, at our church day in Houston. Everything you need is in prayer. That's why the devil don't want you to pray, because he know. He know. But there's power when you pray. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm excited about your future. I hope you are as excited about your future as I am excited about your future, because I know that this will be and is one of the greatest seasons of your life. You are blessed. You are anointed. Just want to let you know, whenever you start dealing with persecution, that means something is about to happen for you. Do me a favor. Let's make it to the churches and pray, KCC. Amen. Charlotte, you have no excuse. Jacksonville, you have no excuse. All day you can pray. I think the church doesn't close till about 4 or 5 in Jacksonville. Houston, let's pray. Let's get to these churches and pray. God is doing something. And if God is calling us to pray, we want to make it to that church and pray. Press your way. Let's get in prayer. Okay? You're blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. And I look forward to seeing you in the morning at 6 a.m. again. I'm going right into prayer. You're blessed. More grace.